Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are in the Cafe Book Club. We're doing Energy Speaks with Lee Harris. It's a message from Spirit of living, loving, and awakening into the wonderful world that we're just moving that much more into spirit and living and loving from that perspective. So I'm going to go ahead and get my wonderful co-host, Miss Amy Frost. How are you doing tonight?
Are you ready? Money, money,
yep.
money.
No? Nope. It's not about money.
About money?
Okay. We're going to be talking about abundance, and I love it because we're really coming from the holistic approach. And people go, what the heck does that mean? So we're going to get into that right away. We've got a couple people that are sitting with us here in the cafe tonight. We got Mr. Reggie. Hey, Mr. Reggie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, ladies. Thank you for having me on with you.
Glad to have
you.
Yeah,
you have a great voice. He's got that great,
he has a radio
great
voice.
Sure. Yeah, and we have another caller we haven't identified yet. Yeah, hey, caller, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, it's Kelly Kepler.
Yay! Okay, let's get the cake and coffee going.
That's right.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, absolutely. We are a cafe, and we're going to enjoy ourselves here. So the chapter is Chapter 4 in Abundance, and right off the bat, Lee goes to talk about the holistic approach, and it's one that's found in some of the, it's a sense of everybody thinks about material manifesting and abundance, but really it's a bigger, more simpler idea and being able to reach forward and create in a future way that reminds us of the biggest things are being able to talk about feeling gratitude with where we are and being able to surrender in ways that can really just open up ways that we had never imagined before. And I really want to encourage everybody to be able to witness with that and be loving what's going on with all that stuff. So any first impressions you want to share with about abundance, James?
Well, what I love here on page 71, one of my favorite sentences, everybody ready, hold on to your hat. Truly abundant life is one where there is surrender. What?
Keep going.
Is that it? Okay. All right. I'll keep going. I was waiting for a... Oh, my God. That is the key. True surrender is everything. Surrender to allowing a great wealth of experience, of financial resources, of love, and also a true surrender to experiencing the opposite of this state. For example, lack. If lack is the truth that you are experiencing at any given moment, then lack is what you have created for yourself and the growth of your own soul. You want to read that second paragraph next, Rob?
Yeah, it says the way to achieve true abundance is to surrender to a place you are now, while always investigating how true it is that you are holding yourself in that place. This is just as important as those who have material wealth as it is for those who do not. It's also more than you can imagine. For those who have material wealth are maintaining such wealth at great cost to themselves and their happiness. It is a wealth that are maintaining based on fear of no longer having money, of losing their career, or losing their positions within society. And this lack of surrender to life is the need for control and creates unabundant inner realities. The truth is the universe will deliver to you your abundance.
Woohoo!
Yes. I love that.
Well, I think, and please, Dan and Kelly or Reggie, if you want to jump in at any point, when I be with that, you know, it's not about making things, negative or positive, but really looking at what is happening in my life and what is abundant to me. What is abundance in terms of, you get money, we kind of know that. But even with that, looking at, what do I need to have the life that I want to have in terms of whatever, monthly money coming in, but also wealth in terms of relationship and what would that look like? What would that feel like?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Reggie?
I like what you just put there, because we put so much emphasis on abundance, looking at it from a financial resource, rather than looking at abundance in a abundance of love, which tends to be lack thereof. But we're always wishing for more financial stability when we really need is more love stability.
I like that.
Yeah, love stability.
Love stability. I'm writing that down right now. Love stability. Okay, good.
Like that. All right, extra points for you. You get dessert.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we kind of jumped over it, but from right a little bit above that, that wonderful paragraph about surrender, Lee goes to talk about, you know, material wealth versus spiritual wealth. You know, living in an enlightened way and connecting to spirit and having that be your source and your just your daily experience. I think that's really what we're talking about when it comes to that love stability and having, you know, it's, you know, if I have spirit with me, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
So in having any kind of limitedness, you know, he goes on to talk about the one thing that really can get us is just that sense of our belief systems. And boy, you know, from the crib on, you know, we've been hearing stories all our lives. Like you can't have everything, and somebody has to sacrifice so somebody else can have something. There's this whole paradigm of winning and losing that goes on, and even with karmic abundance, you know, looking at all these good deeds, now I get something good. Well, maybe when you look at that, you know, really it's a karmic lesson in letting go of the need for material wealth and that status. And then you can truly achieve what karmic has done, because really it's about having a lesson. And that lesson in life about, you know, why, what makes me truly happy? I mean, it always goes back to that rich person that, you know, they have everything in the world, but they're not happy. You know, they don't have that, you know, the love stability that we're talking about. Knowing that we're loved is like, do you love me for my money or do you love me for who I am? And going into that about having spirit really loving you in a way that is beyond words. Because, I mean, if you can have that depth of knowing that you're loved and you're just beyond any kind of, you know, so valuable that it's beyond even description of what that's going to look like. I mean, it takes a little bit, I think, for people to embrace that. But that's really how spirit, I think, really sees us. It's just so loved and so treasured that beyond words.
Yes. Yes. I would agree with that. I mean, we put from the time we come into this world, we're told we're not to suppose or not to have, rather than choosing to want more of that love, and being guided to get there is sometimes a hard thing based on where you grew up at, because that may be seen as being greedy. I would like to have more abundance of that love. And it's not something you have to work at. It's something you just have to accept and surrender at. But how do you surrender all that when you've been brought up to not have that in your life?
And I think there's the issue, too, of what is love to you, right? If you were raised in an environment that was kind of unhealthy, you might have a different definition of somebody who was raised in a very kind, nurturing environment, right? And so really, I think part of our work is, you know, getting ourselves healed to the point of being able to really understand what real love is and to be able to really receive it and give it equally.
Correct.
And I think that connects fully with money, you know, and being able to receive and send it. Kelly, anything coming to you on that?
Just that we need to just be able to really love ourselves for all of who we are.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Everything we've done. And when we can really truly love ourselves, then we're that presence and power, and it translates in the world. And for me, truly loving myself and treating myself the way I have frequently treated other people is where my rubber meets the road.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. And not making that it's selfish, you know, which is a rewriting that script, that it's
right.
my the neighbor, neighbor is me and I am the neighbor, why wouldn't I love me as much as I love them?
Right. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't I be as kind to me and give myself that stable love place and yeah, it just derailed.
And
it's something about I've got to give myself the stable love place.
Yeah, knowing that you always have your own back. Let's be with that for a second. What the heck does that look like? I always have my own back.
Yeah.
I'm not going to beat me up first.
Right.
Whoa.
And
stability.
And it's really got to be about myself and others. It can't just be about myself and it can't just be about others. It's really got to be myself and others.
Yeah,
and so many of us are
back and forth and back
and forth. Not out of ourselves.
Yeah, and then part of it too, when with other, like you said, what is, you know, you talk about the karmic thing, and I want to get to this visualization. I think it's really fabulous. So, but one thing that I think is really important that we do, because we know that's what we're to do and receive, and we don't know necessarily where that receiving is going to come back from.
Mm-hmm.
But
and that's okay.
From that place of, right, being, it is what it is, okay or not okay, but being that love, and it comes back naturally how it's to come back, not how we try to control it.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest issue is you know, having open to spirit and not feeling like we've got to be in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share something?
Sure.
With this, you know, a funny situation happened just this evening when I was coming out I went for my nature walk and I was coming out. And there was this gentleman walking towards me. And, you know, I'm trying to be cordial and trying to pick which side I'm going on, but he's walking right down the middle. And he stopped and started speaking to me from spirit. And it just blew me away.
Wow.
He's like, man, I saw your light way out there in the field. And, man, you need to own it. And just started speaking to me from spirit. And it brought me to tears. Out of nowhere, this gentleman, and I loved how he was just walking down the middle of the road where I had no choice but to meet him there.
Wow.
That's really cool.
And he just started speaking to me from spirit, telling me how beautiful my light is and how I need to own that light and just step into that zone of what I need to be. And it was just like, whoa. If this ain't spirit, I don't know what is, and I receive this. Because this is the love I want in my life, and I honor you.
Wow.
And I just started saying to this gentleman, I love you, I love you, I love you, I appreciate you. At this moment, you spoke to me with spirit in your heart, and I honor you. It was beautiful. And so I just wanted to say thank you, ladies, for bringing that up, because it was just a moment of recognition, and it was just at a time where we need to love ourselves. I wasn't loving myself, and spirit came through to say, love yourself, because I still see you.
Mm-hmm. I see how beautiful you are. Yeah. Well, that's a perfect segue for our meditation.
Well, and I just say, and I'm going to make sure I get at others to help me to help you see you.
Yes. Yes.
I'm good, right? And I believe, you know, that God will just keep it coming until you just like, all right, fine, I give. I surrender. Fine. I'll take that love and raise you.
Absolutely.
So, Ms. Robin, would you like to lead us through that amazing process?
Sure. So, this is on page 75, and it's called Visionary Exercise Abundant You. So, let's all take a nice deep breath and let it out. And another deep breath in. And hold it for a second and gently let it out. And one more breath in. Hold and gently let it out. So sit comfortably and begin to relax. Take a few deep breaths, clearing any thoughts about your day. Let your gaze soften and your eyes relax as you move along, reading the following individual steps of this self-guided visualization, and allow your eyes to close each, go ahead and allow your eyes to close. In your mind's eye, see yourself standing 10 feet ahead. You look peaceful with your eyes closed as you stand in an expansive, clear white space. Now look at your clothing and see it is pure white. Take a moment to consider how abundant your life is. Think of all you are grateful for and now see the abundance symbolized as a hue of color on your white clothes. The first color that comes to mind is perfect. If you choose gold, wonderful. And if you did not, see the clothing now slowly turning to a brilliant gold. Hold this vision of yourself in gold clothing, and with your peripheral vision, begin to see other shades of hues all around you, flying through the air. Silvers, bronze, deep reds, deep purples, deep yellows. They gravitate toward you and become absorbed into your gold clothing. See the warmth that spreads across your face and throughout your whole being as you watch these colors pouring into you. See the smile on your face. Allow this to continue for a minute as you wish. When you feel fully, positively full, walk toward this abundant you. Slowly but surely, step by step, the closer you get, the more open your heart becomes. Take as long as you need. When you reach this vision of you, step into yourself so that the energy of this abundant you becomes absorbed. Experience that, how this feels. Just breathe. Notice and thoroughly enjoy the feeling. And when you're ready, return to the world as you know it, the one of the earth. And know that you can repeat this regularly, and you'll be feeling it with that very feeling that will give you the help to reprogram your understanding of what you're entitled to. Through feeling, it will help you bring you into all that you deserve. And take another breath in and out. How was that for you guys? Hold on a second. Let me put you back on here.
I'm still twirling.
Woo! Yeah. And I want to thank Reggie because to me, that person standing in the middle of the road that you couldn't go around was an expression of you talking to yourself. Being that brilliant light that's encouraging you, you know, that's the gold and the hues and all this swirling around you that you could embrace as you took on that message. It's a way of embracing it within yourself.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how it felt.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment with that individual, it was the most beautiful sensation of guidance that I'd received. It was magical. And to redo this exercise right now just really filled me up. I'm glowing. I have a smile on my face right now of
nice.
Appreciation and gratitude. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. How about you, Kelly?
There's just a sense of grounded expansiveness. So it feels like a deep place of connection, and I can't tell where I begin and end.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. How about you, Aime?
It felt like flow. You know, I say the twirling, the flowing, and just really being. And I can say for me, in the on the earthly, totally physical plane, when I feel like I'm walking in concrete, I know I'm in the wrong place. And so allowing myself to be in that, flow, that breeze, that happiness. So I think it's remembering if it's going too hard, to let go and start twirling or doing something, right, to remember that. And I know you shared it with us, and thank you for that. And were you able to receive anything when you did it? Did you see anything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Because I can do it at the same time I'm reading it. So this was really, really cool. I shared that with a friend of mine that was
What did you get?
What did I get? I just kind of similar to Kelly, very spacious and just didn't really have any boundaries.
Mm.
I no longer felt like I was in a body. I was, you know, everywhere, which is really cool. And one thing I love about this chapter too is that, you know, we had done one of the first chapters in this book talks about self-care and self-love, actually self-love, and that nature is such an important part of that. And going back into abundance, once again, we bring in that Earth is a healer. And I think it's so great that here you were taking your walk in nature, Reggie, and then you wind up having this experience. And really, it's remembering that planet Earth is, you know, our relationship, that it's a part of our abundant inheritance that we have being on the Earth. And we've gotten so detached from that, it's really important for us to remember that we have that connection. So, you know, nature rebalances us. And here you had rebalanced yourself, and then you wind up getting a vision and a connection with yourself that was just so cool.
Wow.
So good job.
Thank you.
we're all about nature.
Awesome.
Our nature intuitive here, so you know, I expect
mm-hmm.
you both are. And, with the a little bit further here, it talks about, you know, this whole idea of money, and that as people looking at money as a god, right, and identifying that it really is nothing, that it's a symbol, right, for power in the material world, and something that I found myself talking about maybe earlier today. Today's been quite an amazing day, but Mother Teresa, one of the things that she always talked about, it wasn't really that it was about money, but it was about what she, you know, making decisions. And that for her, she would say her prayer, which I absolutely love, was, Father, there's so much great work to do. I will know the work that you really want me to do is the effort you will fund.
Yep.
So not making it about money, but it's that it's showing the direction God wants us to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a great quote in here that said that those who do not care about money, those who see money as a byproduct of their lives, who have a healthy disinterest, are the ones who are truly abundant. And I think that's really true, because it's a matter of, in abundance isn't about money, it's about the resources and the connections that I have that can help me to be that much more a place of being a joyful giver. Because in being a joyful giver, it's that much more abundance that I can share in the world. You know, and I mean, there's always that conversation about giving and receiving. I think we're really moving into this whole new spiritual practice about just giving from a place of joy. And if you're not connected to it when you give it, and you're just this matter of giving because it just helps you to feel connected to that person in a very spiritual way, that it's totally something that's it's spirit working through you to have, you know, those kind of impacts in the world that make a difference. And that could be a smile. That could be opening a door for someone. That could be, it doesn't necessarily have to be anything that has anything of an actual monetary thing that's being exchanged. It's just that heart-to-heart connection that you're doing with somebody, you're knowing on whatever level that, you know, I show love and I show care with another person, no matter what that is. And I think that's really a beautiful way of being able to just walk through life.
Mm-hmm.
Owning your love.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. I had a guy at I was over near Panera this morning, and I was going in to get a snack, and the guy looked at me and he said, you know, could you get me one of those little egg souffle things that they have? And I just kind of looked at him and I went, sure. And I bought him a cookie and I got him water. I got him a whole bunch of more stuff, and he looked at me like, wow. And I'm like, hey, ask and you shall receive.
Wow.
And he said, he told me when I left and I gave him the stuff, he said, you make sure you go buy yourself a lottery ticket.
Wow. That's good.
if you're being of so abundant to me, I want to, you know, you can shower with you. And I pick some. I'm like, well, I should have asked him if he had some good numbers for me, but anyway.
I think he.
I know that would have been good.
Yeah, I want to talk about awesome. That I think people don't think about, and just people just maybe spend a minute or two with this question. We don't really need to dance with it much, but he asked the question: does struggling with money give you a sense of purpose? And that there's so many people carry the difficulty around money that it becomes the reason to live. And so just, you know, just start observing that about yourself, right? And that can be, instead of fully living your calling or your purpose, you can make your purpose the struggle around paying the rent and the paying the bills. Just like, whoa, that isn't the purpose.
No, it's not.
So it's a beautiful truth that what.
Go ahead.
It's a beautiful truth that what you give out, you receive. So keep giving. Mm-hmm. Keep on opening your heart to those around you, and keep on surrendering. And all the while, setting intentions for your life you wish to create. For abundance is your true inheritance. And I think, you know, it goes back to that whole belief systems of like, if you had nothing stopping you from all the things you wanted in the world and having it be something where you could be that much more of a joyful giver, knowing that you receive that, you know, how much more would you be willing to put out into the world? It's priceless.
You know, I've always said this about myself. So I never had to worry about money. I would just want to let's run around loving people. That's all I want to do, is just run around loving people without the worry of having to stop and worry about the finances and the struggles of this world, but just appear out that pure love and just make everybody giddy and have fun at it. I need to listen to myself.
You're pretty darn smart. Yeah, you're pretty darn smart. There you go. One great exercise that at the end of this chapter says, start by acknowledging and honoring yourself and write a list of everything you love about yourself. Make it at least 50 things and do it in one sitting. As you focus on your personality, your essence, your body, the skills and talents and gifts you have, and any other qualities of being or doing that become to your mind. There will be some resistance in making the list. So at about 30, your heart might want to tighten up a little bit and you might think that you've run out, but keep going. Because, you know, when you really allow yourself to be in that place of flow, you're going to pass through those limitations of what the ego or whatever might have you sitting. You know, send it in the corner, have it sit there, and just keep writing and see what really comes, you know, as you allow yourself to just let the pen flow.
And I love that this is one of your major lists. Write the following brief letter of affirmation to yourself on a separate piece of paper. And here we go. I am fully deserving of wonderful abundance and joy in my life. And I receive that from the universe on all levels, now and forever. For abundance is my divine right as a soul. Put that on a pillow.
Yeah, and actually, yeah, put that on a piece of paper or, you know, write it down and, you know, make a copy of it. Put it and make it your wallpaper on your phone. And every day you read that out loud at least once, and it's going to be a guarantee that within 2 months you're going to see a different experience in your life. And they call that a blasting experience because you're blasting through blocks that you've given yourself in your sense of abundance and who you are for change, and trusting the process of manifesting abundance. It's raising your overall awareness of abundance in your life, affirming practices like being able to just really own that, you know, your abundance is your divine right as your soul, and this truly will work. So blast it out! Woo!
So an exercise that's coming to me, and this might be especially good for you, Reggie, right now, is really focusing on seeing like an infinity sign and saying love and money, love and money, love and money. I receive it, I give it. I receive it, I give it.
I got my goggles on.
Going for
I
the
got
deep
my
dive.
Infinity goggles on.
And for me, I'd take that eight and then turn it into a flower and let it all petal out and turn it into this beautiful flower that just keeps flowing in and out of itself with nature showing us a continual abundance that we have.
So instead of he loves me not, he says he loves me, he loves me. He
yep.
loves me.
Yep.
He loves me.
I'm awesome. I'm awesome.
Yes, you are.
Yes, we are. We all are. We're all awesome. So next
yes,
week
we're
going to be talking about love and money. Now that we say yes, I have it's on my soul's abundance. We're going to get into love and the money. So I think it's going to be a great chapter. So we look forward to that. So, well, thanks, Kelly. Thank you, Reggie, for joining us. That was fun.
Thank you for
fun.
Having me on.
Thank
it was
you.
Wonderful being here.
Yeah, you guys are welcome anytime. You guys are welcome anytime. And we want to thank our international audience as well for just checking in and being with us. We really appreciate that. And any last words, Miss Amy?
Again, really be with, as I give love, I receive. As I give, I receive. I give. Play with that maybe a minute a day for the next week and see what happens.
Okay, that sounds great. And we want to thank everybody for joining us here at the cafe. Go out and be abundant. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.